tonight, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And warm applause, please, for our scorer, the lady who sits on my left hand. The delightful Samantha. Our first round... Have you finished? Our first round is entitled Shakespearean Headlines. In days of yore teams, long before the invention of newspapers, events of great importance were recorded in tapestries hung in our national buildings to be inspected by the public and then taken down on Fridays to wrap around their fish and chips. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to come up with some likely newspaper headlines that one might have expected to find in the papers after a certain event recorded by Shakespeare. The event is The Unfortunate Demise of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark. Barry, you start, please.
Dog Breeders' Gazette. Great Dane puts self down.
The Times. Blair says whittling down a royal family a success.
The Stage. Touring players unexpectedly available for panto.
The Daily Express reprints Ophelia's panorama interview in full, where she says a surfeit of lampreys was just a cry for help.
The Guardian, yesterday's headline, Laughter at Elsinore, should have read Slaughter. At Erinsborough.
In a thundering headline, the Sun tells the Prince, just be.
The Telegraph, Danish bloodbath, no Britons hurt.
Any more? I say, let's try another. This time it's The Regrettable Demise of Macbeth, Thane of Cawdor.
Gay news, Macbeth outed, admits laying on Macduff.
The Guardian, Boreham Wood seen approaching Dungeness.
The Sun, phew, what a Scotchman.
And The Scotsman. The headline is, Och, Eye of Newt.
The Glasgow Herald, pioneering test tube baby kills king.
And Woman's Own, Delia's recipe for Dunkin' Donuts.
Any more?
The London Evening Standard. Tube strike off.
Okay, well, our next round, musical Shakespeare, is hugely entertaining. Except for listeners in Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England. In this round, teams, I'd like you to sing the words of various popular Shakespearean passages to certain well-known contemporary tunes of my choosing. You'll be accompanied on the piano by Colin Sell, one of the finest musicians of the day. Of course, when night comes, something seems to desert him. Tim, I'd like you to start by singing the If Music Be the Food of Love speech from Twelfth Night to the tune of Hernando's Hideaway.
If music be the food of love, play on, give me excess of it. That's surfeiting the appetite. May sick can and so die, but that strength again, it had a falling fall, oh it came, oh my ear, like the sweet sound of breeze, that breeze upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving, odour enough no more. Olé.
Samantha just told me that she can't keep the score because she couldn't hear Tim then for Colin Sell banging away.